Amy, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Absolute pleasure, Tess. Thanks so much for having me.
So could you tell us a little bit more about the event last night and some of the issues that were discussed for people who may not have heard about this?
Well, it was an absolute hoot. Professor Gillian Triggs, who most people know as the former president of the Human Rights Commission, gave us her metadata, fearlessly gave us her metadata for a day. And from that, we were basically able to ascertain almost everything about her life. And the point of that, that raises is that this is happening to everyone now. And maybe you think, she's a public figure, that's to be expected. But what about people who aren't public figures? What about people whose transparency isn't a requirement of their job or their daily life? Do you really need everyone to know, where you are, where you're going, who you're talking with, and how long you may spend doing that? Because, as we learned last night, we were able to ascertain quite a bit from Professor Triggs' data. We knew where she lived, where upcoming public appearances might be. We could tell her age and some consumer-based choices that she was making based on that. And, also who she was associating with in private conversations. Now, that's not stuff that's actually really required for the safety of a modern society.
That is absolutely terrifying when you put it that way and you actually kind of list out everything you're able to tell from just a day's worth.
Just a day. And the thing is that you'll have a lot of people say, well, look, if you've done nothing wrong, what does it matter? It doesn't, this is all fine. I have no problems about this. But we're also the sort of people who get nervous when our friends, scroll through our phone's photos. We're also the sort of people who really actually just wouldn't wander around and just give our email password to just anyone. So we are actually concerned about privacy. We know that instinctively because we don't want to give it out. And yet, we don't seem to be doing much about the fact that the government is cataloguing this, that the government then shares this as part of the Five Eyes Agreement. So that's the intelligence communities in the US, the UK, New Zealand and Canada. But not only that, they've got this data and the government really doesn't have a great track record at keeping our data safe.
Which is not also somewhat terrifying. So,
yeah, exactly.
A little bit. So I suppose what are the implications of retaining metadata for just your average person? I mean, as you said, a lot of people I know have the attitude of, well, if you don't have anything to hide, there's nothing wrong with it.
Well, if you don't have anything to hide, but, look, it's an argument that, can be easily disproven because everyone has the right to hide certain things in their life. But the other thing is, too, is how is that information used? Now, we've had countless experiences over the past few years where this data, a lot of data, has actually come out and it's either gone out onto the dark web or it's just actually been published, inadvertently. So a lot of people might not think that, they're okay with, their data being collected by the government. But are you okay with everyone seeing your data? And again, I don't think actually people are comfortable with that. And a lot of that sort of data, so say for example, do you really want people to know who you're emailing? Do you really want people to know where you are at any given moment? There are actual implications to this. And not everything is a case of, well, if it's a crime, it's a crime, and if it's not, it's fine. These are things that can actually cause unfair distinctions about you and your life, which can then have impacts on how you work, how you study, how you access government services, and just the level of privacy that everyone has a right to enjoy in their life.
Well, so I guess how can people go about, if they can at all, protecting themselves from perhaps having some of their data collected?
Well, it's a twofold step. And the first one is make it harder. Make it harder for the government to collect your data. Make it harder for them to be able to keep tabs on you. And one of the best ways to do that is to get VPNs on your phone and on your computers. And can if you go to digitalrightswatch.org.au, we've got a handy list that will take you through that process. And that's going to make it a little bit harder for them to try and work out what it is that you're doing. And it gives you a little bit more control back, which we firmly believe you should have. We also really recommend get aware of your rights. Be aware of what's happening. And a lot of this isn't going through, as new court laws or things like that. A lot of the time they're being pushed through as government legislation that's at the discretion of government ministers. That's a really slippery slope for a lot of people. And so what we would really recommend is everyone get up in arms and start demanding that your rights and your data be handed back to you, the only person who should control them.
And we'll pop the link you mentioned up in the podcast. But Amy, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Oh, an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.